of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
刚刚大家听到非常优美的旋律呢，就是很经典的爵士歌曲 What a Wonderful World， 美妙世界。大家好，我是 Jenny。
And I'm Diana。
选这首歌呢，就是因为今天是感恩节。
Yes, it is Thanksgiving。
对，那生活里面我们有很多 many many things and many people we're thankful for。 感恩很多的人，感恩很多的事情，就是我们亲爱的听众和开言的用户们。所以今天呢，我们就带给大家这集感恩节特辑。
Thanksgiving special。
好，那我们今天的这个推送呢，大家到开言英语的公众号，开放的开，语言的言，回复感恩节就可以看到了。那我们首先问一下达安娜啊， Thanksgiving 究竟是哪一天呢？ When is Thanksgiving?
So it is always the fourth Thursday of November.
十一月的第四个星期四。
Mm-hmm.
我以前还碰到美国人，他会说 Let me think, is it the last Thursday of November or Thursday? It's different, right?
Yeah, it usually is the last Thursday,
but not always. 没错，所以呢，它也不一定就是十一月的最后一个星期四，但你要记住它是第四个星期四。
Mm-hmm. Yes.
我觉得这个节日其实像美国的中秋节。It's
yes.
a bit like Mid-Autumn Festival、mm-hmm. in China.
Yeah, because everyone, if they're not at home, they go and fly home or they make their way home to have a family gathering.
对，就是一个团圆的节日、
mm-hmm.
对吧、
yeah.
而且我觉得 Thanksgiving 在美国文化里这个重要性有的时候甚至于要高过 Christmas, 比圣诞节还重要。
Yes, because it's not a religious holiday.
对，它不是一个宗教节日、
mm-hmm.
所以每个人都能庆祝。
Yeah, so everyone does celebrate it actually.
对，因为你说到 Christmas 也有就是 non-Christians、
mm-hmm.
比如像犹太人
right,
人家我不庆祝、然后犹太人一般就要到 Chinese restaurants、mm-hmm. 到华人餐馆那个过圣诞、
yeah.
因为其他西餐厅都不营业，只有华人餐馆营业、
mm-hmm. yeah.
所以就成为一个美国犹太人很有意思的传统。 However, with Thanksgiving, because it's not religious, 它是一个 secular、
mm-hmm.
世俗化的一个节日、
yeah.
所以真的土生土长的美国人或者说的 new immigrants 新搬到美国新移民、
mm-hmm.
他们都会去庆祝啊。
Yeah.
那 Diana, 像你因为你是 second generation Chinese、
yes.
爸爸妈妈是从国内去的、
嗯、
你小时候你们家会不会庆祝 Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we would. We have many different families, so we would take turns.
啊、就不同的亲戚会、
yeah.
They'll take turns 轮流
hosting、嗯、
来主办这个 Thanksgiving dinner、
yeah.
是吧
Yeah, and then usually everyone brings a couple of dishes, and because we're Chinese and you know some of theyou know, our grandparents,、
mm.
they're not used to American food, so we'll also order Chinese takeout.
啊、oh, ，是吗？还要叫中国华人外卖。
Yeah, super Asian.
哎，那个美国最传统的感恩节大餐 Thanksgiving dinner, 当然这个重头戏就是我们说的 turkey.
Yes, a big turkey.
对，然后我们今天开言的会员课程其实就讲了10 surprising things about Thanksgiving、
mm-hmm.
其中就讲到说为什么火鸡是 turkey 然后那个国家土耳其也是 turkey 然后我就觉得很有意思、
oh, yeah.
因为我之前 I did not know that 我不知道
yeah,
但是
me neither.
就是你前面说你们到亲戚家然后大家都会带一些食物在英语里面这个有一个说法是吧
Alright, so it's like a potluck
一个 potluck、
mm-hmm.
Pot 就是一个锅子，对吧？
Yeah.
好像你每个人带个食物，然后大家就很 lucky， 就吃很多东西。
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a potluck， 聚餐这样的啊、哦。嗯，你们吃饭前会不会说什么有一个小仪式 ，a little ritual， and say what we're thankful for this year， 今年对什么感恩
？Actually, we don't.We kind of just get together and enjoy each other's company.
就大家聚一聚，这是最重要的。
Yeah.
家庭团圆英语可以说
family reunion.
Family reunion. 啊，因为还有就是同学聚会，老同学聚会我们可以叫什么 classmates reunion、
mm-hmm, yeah.
高中同学 high school reunion
right right
那你前面说你们家不会先 you know before dinner 大家有一个小仪式小 ritual 但是有很多美国家庭 they'll say something they'll make a little speech
yeah yeah
对吧
definitely
oh let's each all say what we're thankful for what we're grateful for this year、
mm-hmm, yes
那 Thanksgiving 感恩嘛所以 if you're thankful for or grateful for something 就是你对什么感激对什么感恩、
mm-hmm. Yes、
那其实感恩节的这个起源 So speaking of its origins 你们是不是小时候历史课 American history 要上这个
Well usually just by the time we're done with Halloween and it's November Our teachers will kind of teach us aboutYou know, the pilgrims and、the Native Americans and how they had this huge feast.、So we kind of learn it, you know, all the way back in kindergarten, first grade.
嗯、很小就会学啊。Mm-hmm. 你刚刚说就感恩节的起源或者传说中的这个故事 It's about two groups of people,、mm-hmm. 两组人对吧
yeah, yeah, yeah.
一组是你说的那个
The pilgrimsp
ilgrim 就是那种圣徒对吧、
mm-hmm.
去朝圣的然后指的就是从欧洲到美国新大陆的这一群人
yes, yes.
清教徒他们到那儿很饿没食物然后的 native indians 印第安人就教他们种植是吧
对they didn't come at like the best time, and then they didn't know how to grow food and like what to grow. The Native Americans helped them, and basically at the end of the harvest, they kind of had a big feast together.
啊，所以就是第一年，就是印第安人帮助他们种出了那农作物，种出了粮食。Mm-hmm. 你前面说 harvest 丰收，
mm-hmm.
然后这 pilgrims 要感谢 ，so they wanted to pay their thanks, or they were very thankful for、mm-hmm. the Native Indians.
Right.
So they hosted a big feast.
At least that's what they tell us. I'm sure it's not exactly what happened.
对，反正就是一个故事，
yeah.
对吧、
mm-hmm.
？Big feast. A feast is a very large meal.
Yeah, and usually.There's lots of leftovers, and you can't eat it all.
能剩很多。
Yeah.
对，其实讲到 feast, 就是我们节假日、family reunion, 相聚，比如 Chinese New Year, we'll have a huge feast.
Right, right.
对吧？那既然说到了吃，我们就好好说说吃吧。感恩节大餐这个 feast, 最重要的一道菜呢，就是 the big bird.
Yes, the roasted turkey.
烤火鸡。
Mm-hmm.
The roasted turkey.Turkey,、
yes.
roast 就是烤的意思啊。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
说到这个火鸡呢，它有大有小。It does vary a bit in size, but in general, a turkey is very, very big.
Yeah, very big.
对，因为我是像我们 Christmas 圣诞节都会回加拿，就是到我先生他家去过嘛，
mm-hmm.
加拿大。然后他妈妈就会到超市，他说啊，我们是要买什么 15 pound， 是要买15磅的，还是今年如果人多 ，maybe we'll get a 20 pound turkey， 20磅的，对吧？就是在超市你是可以有不同的选择的。
Mm-hmm. Yes，
因为通常你在超市买来都是 frozen。就冻起来的、
yeah.
所以你把这个火鸡 defrost 解冻也要解冻很久
Yeah, it takes a long time
对所以就它通常都会提前好几天就买
Yeah, yeah
然后我觉得对很多美国家庭来说 You know, the preparation 觉得 that's also where the fun and the joy lies
That's true, yeah A lot of times people will haveThe turkey done first, as in they'll prepare it before everyone comes.、
Mm.
But all the other, especially the side dishes, sometimes you'll make it together. So that's also part of the fun.
大家一起做一些配菜，对吧、
mm-hmm. ？Yeah.
对，因为我觉得在美国家庭，好像这个烤火鸡 ，who makes the turkey, who roasts the turkey, 是一个就是你在家里地位很重要。你才能做的事情像我婆婆就是、
yeah.
她说 I'm the only one who can do it 然后像我老公要去帮忙或者我先生妹妹要去她妈妈还觉得就不行不行就 it's sacred 很神圣的 每个人家里可能会有一些 family recipe, 对吧、uh-huh, 就祖传 passed、yeah. down from generations.
Yeah, yeah.
反正就是工程浩大的一件事情。
Yeah, yeah.
所以你家因为你们 you kind of take the Chinese route with、
yeah.
it.
So usually,
中式的庆祝。
Yeah, we usually don't have a turkey. I remember a couple of years we did try to.But it was, I guess, overbaked because it was too dry.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a big hit.
后来大家就 gave up,、
yeah.
就放弃了。
like, just like not do the turkey.
真到大华九九啊，你是加州的嘛？因为像我阿姨和姨夫他们每年，他们就是说，哦，外国人这个 turkey, they find it too dry. 他们就觉得很干、
mm-hmm. yeah.
然后他们就会到华人超市买 pre-roasted, 就是他们觉得那个口味啊那个调味都是比较适合中国人。
Okay, so they go to like the rotisserie at Ranch 99.、Yeah, maybe I'll suggest that to them for this year.
就比较像山东的那个德州扒鸡特别香。
right.
其实除了 turkey 以外啊就大家会听到美国人说 turkey with all the trimmings.、
Mm, yes.
这个 trimmings 其实就是指那些配菜是吧
Yeah.
那配菜呢其实有一个更广泛的词就是 side dishes.
Yes, side dishes.
Or sides. Turkey with all the trimmings 是比较固定的一个说法一个搭配。嗯你前面说的很重要的一个配菜就是马铃薯。
Yeah, so mashed potatoes.
薯泥嗯。
With gravy.
Gravy, 我们上次说美国美食我们讲到 biscuits and gravy.
Right.
Gravy 就是那个、汁。
Yeah, the meat drippings juice.
所以就是薯泥要配这个肉汁然后这个肉汁呢也要可以浇到那个火鸡肉上对吧、
mm-hmm.
turkey meat.
Yes, yes.
你最喜欢什么 side dish?
I also really like the stuffing.
哦、stuffing 其实也算是重头戏了、
yeah.
对吧它也不能光算配菜因为、mm-hmm. No one cooks a turkey without the stuffing 在美国这 stuffing 是甚至比那个 turkey 还重要一点
yeah, yeah.
它那个 stuffing 我觉得很像咱们中国八宝鸭八宝鸭的肚子里面我们会塞糯米 sticky rice and stuff、
oh, okay yeah I guess it's kind of similar in concept
但 stuffing 反正就是像一碗饭一样我感觉 almost
yeah yeah and it's very seasoned
它有很多 herbs
yes yes
对吧要放很多的这种香料、mm-hmm. 这样它才有味道
yes yes
诶其实说到那个火鸡可能肉没有那么有味道啊所以美国人呢他会用很多的方法比如加 gravy 然后配 stuffing 还有一个他们喜欢的是一个水果的一个酱对不对、
oh, cranberry sauce
就是蔓越莓酱、
mm-hmm.
所以你会觉得很奇怪甜甜咸咸、
uh-huh. and I preferred the cranberry sauce
啊、你比较喜欢吃这个蔓越莓酱、
mm-hmm. yeah.
那我们讲了这么多 turkey with all the trimmings 当然还有一个重头戏千万不能少的就是最后的 desserts、
of course pies
最 Thanksgiving 的 pie 可能就是 pumpkin pie、mm-hmm. 或者、sweet potato pie also
and apple
就我们上次说的那几个 pie 再搞一遍
right
诶但是我这里要跟大家讲的就是有一个 Thanksgiving 的配菜我觉得它是介于甜点和菜之间的就是 mashed sweet potato or mashed pumpkin with marshmallow on top
oh yeah 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 that's pretty good
这个也很
sweet
对、
yeah.
也很经典当然很甜的、mm-hmm. 就是把南瓜或者红薯或者你都放在一起的可以捣碎然后也是去烤的但是你烤的时候最后上面要放 marshmallow
yes
棉花糖然后你要烤那个棉花糖上面有一点点焦然后棉花糖都融掉、oh. 你一起吃、
yeah.
是一个 guilty pleasure 我觉得
yeah
就是很罪恶的享受好我们说了很多的吃呢最后再来说说 Thanksgiving officially starts the holiday season、
mm-hmm.
对于美国人来说这个 holiday season refers to
so basically it startsOn Thanksgiving or Black Friday,、
mm-hmm.
and then it goes through Christmas to about New Year's.
啊、对，它里面就包括了几个大节日，
mm-hmm.
从感恩节开始，然后你前面说 Black Friday, 现在大家觉得这也是一个 festival,、
yeah.
也是一个节日，对吧？
Yeah.
购物节，然后在圣诞节、新年，
mm-hmm.
其实现在在美国已经很有节日气氛了。
Oh yeah, there's lots of decorations out.
You can smell the holiday in the air. 就是我觉得空气里都有这个节日的气息。
It's the holiday spirit.
Ah, the holiday spirit,、mm-hmm. 节日气氛、节日气息、yeah. 啊。我觉得这整个就是给人一种特别温暖的感觉。
Yes, yes. A warm, fuzzy feeling.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Warm 就很温暖 ，fuzzy 也是那种，就是你可以抱抱的那种，是吧
？Yeah, yeah.
戴安娜，你今年会怎么庆祝感恩节
？I'm going to have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner with a few friends.、
你们是去餐厅吗？在上海去一个
？Oh, so we're actually going to order the turkey. It's already done and、all ready, and it's going to be delivered to us.
就订一个已经、做好的，然后还帮你们快递来。
Yeah.
在中国多方便。
Yeah.
Well, I wish you have plenty of fun. 对 ，enjoy the big Thanksgiving dinner. 那我们今天最后呢，也是我们所有的开言主播都要感谢我们亲爱的听众们、用户们，在这一年给我们的支持。
Absolutely.
We're really, really thankful for your support, for your encouragement,、for your suggestions. 那我们这个周末礼拜六有一个 Thanksgiving meetup.就比较小型的一个见面活动了，在上海一个咖啡馆、就是想真正见见大家，然后、我们主要是开放给开言的付费会员，但是因为我们这次场地比较小、所以只能容纳好像40多个人，但是我还是想可能有10个席位给我们啊、非付费用户，但也很想感谢大家对我们的支持，我们把细节会放在今天推送的下面，so we hope to seeYou there. 那最后呢，因为 Spencer 他回美国照顾生病的妈妈，他不能在这里、but he asked us to pass along his thanks as well、我们把 Adam 叫进来也感谢一下大家好不好
Yeah, of course.
Hey guys, this is Adam. I want to thank everybody for all your great supportThank you so much.
OK, 谢谢大家。那你今年会过 Thanksgiving 吗？有什么计划？你之前有庆祝过吗？ Come and let us know in today's comments.
Yes.
那我们的会员呢， we hope you enjoy today's 会员课程 about Thanksgiving.、好，那大家呢也可以到我们的公众号开言英语，点击菜单先免费试用一下我们的付费课程，然后喜欢的话呢，直接在公众号升级就能成为我们的会员，学习更多实用的、精彩的、有意思的英语。
And I just wanted to let you guys know that your comments, your support, your love is what keeps us going.
对 ,you guys are so wonderful, 所以最后我们就再听听这个 What a wonderful world. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Bye bye.
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 I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,